All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. So today we're going to cover a bit of the news. I have a little bit of a gear review for you. Some people have emailed me what type of gear that I carry for medical stuff, for active shooters. It's very pertinent for right now, obviously. So we're going to get into that. We have a little bit of news to cover. I just want to say that what you see going on right now within the media, don't believe everything that you're reading, that you're seeing, because the politicians and the left are spinning their web of lies right now. And I just want to try and bring some stuff to your attention. And one of the things that's really pissed me off for the day is what happened today as my governor, Greg Abbott, was briefing the press on the shooting that happened yesterday in Uvalde, Texas. So this is coming from the Gateway Pundit, but I've also watched the video of it. And Beto O'Rourke, in the middle of Greg Abbott giving this this update, interrupts and immediately starts politicizing this. So let me just read from the article, because if not, I'm going to go on a tangent. All right, so this is from the Gateway Pundit, from Jim Hoff. Governor Greg Abbott held a press conference on Wednesday morning following the horrific mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas on Tuesday. A deranged 18-year-old male murdered 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school on Tuesday afternoon. When I initially was talking about this, it was 14 people that had perished. Unfortunately, now it's rose. It's devastating to read this still to me. The amount of life, young life, that was lost here, that's just senseless. So Governor Abbott was discussing the situation and giving updates when gun-grabber Democrat Beto O'Rourke, Francis Beto O'Rourke, interrupted the press conference. Abbott was flanked by several state leaders on the stage. When Beto started shouting and pointing at Abbott, one member on the stage started screaming back at him. An official screamed back, "Sit down, I can't believe you're a sick son of a B-word to make a political statement at a time like this. They don't go for those sick Democrat politics in Texas." So Beto O'Rourke politicized a shooting where 18 children perished. And wants to start talking about guns and gun control. This son of a bitch has talked about gun control since he came on the scene. He won't put it down. Don't forget, when he ran for president, he said, "Hell yes, I'll take your AR-15. Hell yes, I'll take your AK-47. Boy, you want war in this country. You want civil war. Touch people's guns and see what happens. And I said it yesterday, talking with Dave Hodges, on our show, on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. The left, the Democrats, pull on the heartstrings and the emotions of people after a tragedy to push through something that takes away a constitutional right. And then everybody else on the other side of the aisle, Republicans and conservatives alike, typically, we want factual evidence. So you have a battle of wills going on right now. know, hey, I got a question for you, Beto, Joe Biden. You sent $40 billion over to Ukraine. $40 billion. That could have put easily 4 police officers and a supervisor in every school at every grade across the United States and paid for the overtime, paid for the training, paid for any state mandates that they need for in-service training. You could have paid for it all. $40 billion. You didn't give a shit when they sent it over there. You know how many kids are dying in Ukraine because of the stuff that we're sending right now? The Ukrainians are using it on the Ukrainians. The Ukrainian government is in the Donbas region and they're bombing their own people. The Azov battalion, which is Ukrainian, the Nazi battalion for Ukraine, is targeting their own people. And we're funding it. And you got politicians like good old Cyclops Crenshaw, who's going over there taking his cool little war photos. Have you noticed how many corrupt politicians are flying into this horrific war zone that we need to have an entire world war over? But yet they're flying over there with their family like Justin Trudeau. And they're taking pictures. Nancy Pelosi's 81 years old. She flew over there and got a damn reward. $40 billion. Think what that could have done to our economy, to the mom and pop stores that lost their businesses during the COVID lockdown. Think what $40 billion could do to families right now who can't find jobs, can't pay bills, forcing foreclosures on their homes. Depression is at a record high along with suicides because of it. And we're funding another world war. And then this guy wants to stand up and grandstand about taking guns. You know why? Because he's running for governor. So it's a good chance for Beto to get free press for something he doesn't have to pay for. Makes me sick. Makes me sick to watch this. Kick Beto O'Rourke out of Texas. You know what? Better yet, fund Beto O'Rourke for Ukraine. Well, there's a bunch of you spec ops guys that listen to me. Go and train Beto O'Rourke. Make him the Rambo of America. Suit them up, give them all the latest and greatest weapons, send them over to Ukraine and help solve the world's problems. Send Lindsey Graham, Mr. Sniper, while we're at it. So Beto stands up, makes an asshole of himself. He was whisked away by security and he left the room a few minutes later. The whole dang place came undone over him, and they should have. They should have. If I was a parent or if I was a family member of one of these children that had just been murdered by a crazy leftist, oh, let's not say it. The kid was a crazy leftist, America. I would have probably cold cocked him. I probably would have knocked this idiot out. Stand up and make a damn political scene when people have just died. People have lost their children. The whole country has lost futures. Kids that could have eventually grown up to be something great in this country. And we've lost that. Here's one thing I want to talk about. I'm going to try and keep this as PG-13 as possible because I don't need YouTube to kill me. There is a danger amongst the LGBT whatever society, this group, and it comes from depression and suicide, which is a real deal. Suicide's one of those moot points for me. I don't like talking about it because I had a good friend of mine commit suicide while we were in Iraq. So, you know, this is one of those things that drives people to do crazy stuff. Not only that, these kids that are doing these transitioning, for whatever reason, they end up getting into, you know, barbiturates, antidepressant pills that get issued. Even if they go on any of these, you know, hormone therapies, that screws them up. And then because their brain's all screwed up from the hormone therapy, they try to level it out with pharmaceuticals. And then the child goes out and partying and drinking. And this kid was getting made fun of by his fellow students and being bullied. Apparently, that's the word, because he had a lisp, because he decided to dress a certain way. But does it give you the right to do this? Does it give this kid the right to go out and to kill so many innocent people? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But where was the father at in this child's life? He left his home, couldn't stay with his mother anymore because they weren't getting along. Goes to live with the grandparents, and whatever happened there, had an argument with his grandmother yesterday morning, and then decided to take these AR-15s that I don't know how he purchased, how he got them, and kills his grandmother. Then he goes on a mass shooting spree at a school. You know, there's a narrative here, folks. The Buffalo shooter was a leftist and a racist. This kid from Uvalde, now, was he just one of the lost and the damned and the forgotten within these generations? The confused. There's a whole agenda out there just to destroy the young people in this country. They get indoctrinated very young. We see it everywhere with these teachers that are telling them, hey, you know what? If you want to be something that you're not, if you want to become a boy to be a girl today, well, guess what? You can do it. And then they fill these kids' heads with a bunch of nonsense. And they do this stuff when they're not around the parents. And what do you do then? I mean, you can't control it because your child's being indoctrinated. Once again, that's why I don't send my kids to school, a public school anymore. I refuse to. I absolutely refuse to. It's not worth it. It's not worth the degradation that our schools have become. It's not worth the risk, not just of gang violence, but the indoctrination from these crazy leftist teachers. And I can't remember if I'm right or not, but I believe in Texas, teachers can conceal carry in the schools. If so, where were those teachers at? $40 billion, folks. I'm going to say that again. $40 billion. $40 billion could have gave you, I don't know, at least 10 returning veterans from the Iraq and Afghan wars who can't find adequate jobs to feed themselves or their families, but have a very set skill set when it comes to using firearms. Train them, hold them accountable. Hey, Texas, turn them into state security officers. You know, give them the powers of detention. But arm people and put them in our schools. How many more school shootings do we need? That's what the left is saying right now. How many more school shootings do we have to sit here and go through? Well, I just gave you an option. Stop sending all the money to everywhere else around the world. We send billions of dollars to Pakistan every year. Where the hell's the return on my investment in Pakistan? Or India, or Ukraine, or Iran. Yeah, that's a good waste of money, wasn't it? Iraq, there's another good waste of money. We send at least 20 or more billion dollars a year to Mexico. Where's my return investment from there? Why hasn't Mexico built the wall yet? Oh, that's right. They're not going to. There's a reason why this is happening. I firmly believe there's a reason why this is happening. It's to create instability amongst the people. You give people enough problems to worry about, and eventually we will eat our own. We'll come after each other. We'll side on different sides. You know, you believe in that, and I believe in this, so we can't be friends anymore. That's what the politics have done. That's what the BLM stuff has done. That's what Republicans and Democrats have done to each other. People forgot that in the very core of this, we're all Americans living in the same country. But the problem is you have people in this country who don't want the old America anymore. They want the new America. They want to build it back better. Best way to do that is set the whole damn thing on fire, let it burn, and then whatever rise out of the ashes, that's the new America. And you'll either be on board or you won't. You'll either take the mark or you won't. You ever just wake up pissed off, thinking you have all these ideas, if only somebody would listen? I mean, has it not crossed one congressman's mind yet, one senator's mind yet, to put a bill forth within Texas just to be able to afford our own security officers or your own state? Good luck for all you in Democratic states. I wish you the best. I hope you move. That's the best thing I can ask. Because your politicians have failed you, just like our politicians have failed us. My state's overflowing with immigrants that can be from anywhere, carrying anything, wishing to do anything. Just recently, there was a guy coming from Iraq who was an immigrant, wanted to kill George W. Bush. You still have crazy people out there. Beto O'Rourke. Sorry, piece of shit. All right, so let's move on to something else. I'm going to get myself kicked off by the FCC. Just in, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer postpones gun control legislation. Says he does not have the votes. It's from the Gateway Pundit. By the way, if you ever want to know like what type of good information that's out there, what sources that are out there, what's some of the stuff that I look at, Gateway Pundit's one of the big ones. That and Epoch News and a couple others. Oh, and InfoWars. I know some people love that and they hate that, but, you know, it is what it is. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer postponed the votes for his gun control bill on Wednesday that would expand background checks for gun purchases. He moved the vote until after next week's Memorial Day congressional recess. Already, back to the gun control. Listen, folks, you already have to get a background check if you go to purchase a gun legally. Legally. And that's not going to stop a mass shooting. People will get into their family's war lockers, their safes. They'll take daddy's gun and pistol. Or, you know, they'll get one off the street, borrow one from a buddy. People are going to get their hands on guns. You take the guns away, and damn, they'll use bow and arrows, and they'll use knives and machetes and steak knives, just like they do in Europe. They took all the guns in Europe, and then we have an epidemic of stabbings. Why is that? Wow. Why is that? Maybe because people are always going to try and find a way to kill each other. Hell, even Einstein said, I don't know what World War III is going to look like, but World War IV is going to be fought with sticks and stones. Well, maybe that's because we're going to outlaw everything to the only thing we'll have is sticks and stones. Maybe that's the future. Maybe we'll just have a big damn slingshot war. Because we outlawed everything and we destroyed everything. Well, I mean, in America, we would do that to all the Republicans, to all the idiots that would bring their guns to the gun buyback program, right? Oh, yeah, turn your guns in. It's for your own good. It's for your own good. You'll love it. Here's 40% of what you bought that thing for. You know, some of you on the radio right now, you can't see it, but this six-hour 716 behind me, they don't make these anymore. It's a Gen 1 6.5 Creedmoor. They don't make that anymore. That gun was a little over $3,000. And then with attachments, probably close to $3,500 in attachments or more. Magazines are $65. Yeah, the government ain't going to give me $7,000, $8,000 for what I got into this rifle. They might give me $500. But there's a point behind that. The point behind it is that, hey, you got guns. We got money. Now you can go fill up your tank full of gas for your $4, $5, or $6 a gallon. Oh, which, by the way, is Russia's fault. Right. All right, let's continue. I'm on my soapbox today, guys, so I apologize. Chucky said that there will be no imminent vote on a gun control bill following the deadly mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that killed at least 19 students and two teachers. He called off the legislation from the floor to give Democrats and Republicans a chance to negotiate the legislation. Well, if you want to take away guns from anybody, then that must mean that eventually there's going to be terrorism happening, and I can't defend myself or my family from terrorism if you took away my guns. So in a sense, I refuse to negotiate with terrorists and those who back them, Chuck Schumer. Your legislation is unconstitutional and you can go to hell. That's just the way I feel about it. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaled Wednesday that the chamber will not quickly vote on a pair of House-passed background check bills. Quickly vote. Giving Democrats and Republicans time to negotiate a possible but improbable bipartisan deal to address a spate of horrific mass shootings that have rocked the nation in recent weeks. Expect more of them. I don't want to say that. I don't want to be right. These people want your guns before whatever these next series of events happen. 2024 is going to be a pivotal moment for American history. The pivotal part will be on whether or not we are still armed. I dare Fox News to have me on to let me say that. Those cowards won't. All right, here, let's get out of this. Let's go to something new. Oh, yeah, Matthew McConaughey. You know, Matt, I like your movies. I don't care for your politics. I really wish you'd shut up and just make movies. Matthew McConaughey calls for action after Texas school shooting in hometown of Uvalde. Matthew McConaughey penned a heartbreaking note about his hometown of Uvalde, Texas, where an 18-year-old gunman ruthlessly killed 19 children and two teachers. I'm getting so tired of having to read this. After learning of the horror on his home soil, McConaughey issued a call to action to combat gun violence. He says on social media, "As you're all aware, there was another mass shooting today, this time in my hometown of Uvalde, Texas. Once again, we have tragically proven that we are all failing to be responsible for the rights our freedoms grant us. The Oscar winner called for Americans to take a longer and deeper look in the mirror, adding, what is it that we truly value? How do we repair the problem? What small sacrifices can we individually take today to preserve a healthier and safer nation, state, and neighborhood tomorrow?" McConaughey called for an end to making excuses and accepting these tragic realities as the status quo. As Americans, Texans, mothers, and fathers, It's time we reevaluate and renegotiate our wants from our needs. We have to rearrange our values and find a common ground above this devastating American reality that has tragically become our children's issue. This is an epidemic we can control, and whichever side of the aisle we may stand on, we all know we can do better. We must do better. Action must be taken so that no parent has to experience what the parents in Uvalde and the others before them have endured. And to those who dropped off their loved ones today, not knowing it was goodbye, no words can comprehend or heal your loss. But if prayers can provide comfort, we will keep them coming. So what is your actual response then, Mr. McConaughey? Is it to take the guns? Is it to disarm the populace? Worked for Australia, worked for New Zealand, working really well for Canada. Canada is almost completely disarmed. You can still own firearms there, but not very many and not that great of weaponry. Oh, but your government can, and your president can be as tyrannical as he wants because he doesn't face a repercussion, a well-armed repercussion, let's say that. It's a slippery slope, Mr. McConaughey, when you start talking about we can do better. It's our children's problem. You know what our children's problem is? We left them a nation that is no longer under God, that is sold out to the communists. We left them a nation where they're confused at what sexuality they're going to be by the time they're kindergartners. And then we turn them into sex idols while they're in school. Just look at all the movies. We teach them nothing but violence. We teach them nothing but how to swear. I'm a byproduct of this, obviously. I swear too much. And then what do? Then we thrust them into a society filled with people that are on barbiturates, alcoholics, rampant drugs. We have organizations that are protected by the government that want to destroy the fundamental family, the nucleus of the family. We're teaching them that God doesn't exist, that they don't have to account for sins. We teach them that they can go into this life and you can be whatever you want to be, little Johnny, and you don't even have to work for it anymore like your daddy did. Now you can just get it. You can just walk across our border and you can get free college and free health care, free home, free food, free clothing, free internet, free phone. Did I mention vehicle? Most of us go broke just trying to sustain the vehicle payments, the mortgage payments, the phone bill, paying for groceries every month that continues to rise, paying for gas every month that continues to rise. And then my damn politicians want to spike me again. Here's another tax. We're sending the rest of your money to Ukraine. No, Mr. McConaughey, I disagree. I don't think we can agree anymore. I don't think the left and the right can come to the agreement aisle anymore. I don't think that exists anymore. Look at how many Republicans vote Democrat half the time now. We have people that are in power that need to be thrown the hell out. They need to be thrown out. Get these corrupt politicians out of my Congress and my Senate that I pay for. Half these people, they don't listen to their constituents. Ask yourself right now, did you tell your congressman or your senator, hey, by the way, send my tax money to Ukraine? No, you probably didn't. And even if you did, they didn't listen to you. Obviously. Even if you went and protested, even if you went and told them yourself, don't you be sending my tax money to Ukraine or to any of these other damn nations that don't help us. They don't listen to you. Politicians don't listen to any of us anymore. They're government employees now. So what does this lead to, guys? What are we really saying here? What are we really looking at? Civil war. We're looking at the eventuality of a civil war. That civil war will come most likely before World War III, or it's going to happen simultaneously. If Biden is still in power by 2024, I'm going to be shocked. If we're not in a civil war by 2024, I'm going to be clicking my heels in excitement because I'll be glad to be wrong. But I don't think I will be. I don't think I'll be wrong. I think these idiots in power, these elitists, they're going to continue to scare the hell out of the public with the latest and greatest viral agents and mass shootings, world wars, the latest scandal. Nobody talks about peace anymore. Nobody talks about preserving the soul of the innocents. Nobody, I mean, when's the last time you saw one of these congressmen grab their Bible, go out and say, hey, look, guys, stop the bills right now in the middle of the Capitol. Let's have a prayer. When's the last time you saw that? For all these wannabe damn Christians that go to these capitals, all the congressmen and senators, when's the last time they all grabbed hands together and started to pray over this country? That's what used to happen in church. People used to actually debate politics in church. They would discuss it in church back in Jesus' time. Why? So that the people wouldn't be ignorant of what was happening. Now people are ignorant. They're ignorant. They don't care. They're cold. They're calloused. Oh, look, you know, 20 people died in another school shooting. Well, whatever. Time to go to Starbucks. I'm going to go play my Xbox later and forget, you know, everything else that happened. And you know what, men? A lot of that's our fault. A lot of it is our fault. Yeah, a lot of it's our fault, man. I'm going to continue to say that. You want to know why? Because we let the beta males beat us to the punch. Where's all the alpha male men at that would stand up and say, no way, you're not doing this to my country. You're not breaking constitutional rights. You're not going to violate my Bill of Rights either. You're not going to do this to our kids. Just imagine how many fathers we have in this country who have forgotten that anger that sits inside of you. The vindicta is what I'm looking for, gents. At what point in time do we say it's time for us, for the men of God, to stand up and tell this government no more, and we're not budging? You work for us, or you won't. But you know what'll happen? Then these same little pencil neck men that are working within these higher ranks of government, what do? They send guys like me after you. They send guys that are in law enforcement after you. They take the power that's given to them by us, and they abuse it and they use it against you. And then they say, we dare you to do anything. We dare you. I'm going to write a bill. Here, I'll write it into law right now. Thou shalt not yell at a congressman. Felony. Don't talk. Can't talk about Congress, president, vice president, the Joint Chiefs, the Supreme Court. Or you can be investigated. It could actually be fined as a felony. The moment we do it to them, they enforce the rules. The moment that our Supreme Court say, hey, we have a decision on Roe v. Wade, and we may just overturn this. Oh, well, let all the crazies come out of the woodwork, and then they're going to go and they're going to scare the hell out of everybody. They're going to threaten the Supreme Court justice, and Biden won't do a thing about it. The FBI didn't do a thing about it. Where were you, Department of Justice? Where were you, United States Marshal Service? SOG? I hope you guys were protecting them. Hope you guys were worried. Because what were you going to do when they released Antifa on you and BLM and all the crazies that we got in so much trouble for fighting in Portland for an entire damn year? You guys that were there with me, you remember that? You remember the Supreme Court? You remember the federal court that got set on fire while we were there? Or if you were working over at the immigration office all the time, like I was, when we were protecting that place, they would set it on fire when we were there. Can't do nothing about it. Why? Because the fire is not billowing enough. We need to let the smoke rise a little bit more. We want half the door to be on fire. Then you can go out and then you can effect an arrest. Is this America anymore? Is this America anymore? John Wayne is rolling over in his grave right now. See, the problem is with this pendulum swinging is that we went far right with Republicans for Trump, and then we went way too far left with Biden. Hey, which America do you feel safer in, Trump's America or Biden's America, right? That's what people are saying right now. Doesn't matter. I didn't feel safe in either. Because when Trump was in power, the deep state was crawling out of that pond with their tentacles lashing to everything that they could. I don't know how many times we asked Trump, just let the leash off of us. Let us loose upon these people. We'll solve this little anarchy state problem real fast. But they don't do it. They don't do it because they don't want to do it. They don't do it because they don't want to protect you. They don't want to protect you. They don't want to give you freedoms, because the moment they do and everything's good and hunky-dory, hell, they may lose their jobs. The violence is job security for these politicians. I'm going to say that again. The violence, like Uvalde, Texas, Brooklyn, all the riots that happened, 9/11, it's job security for the politicians. What is Dianne Feinstein, almost 90 years old and still in politics? If I wanted to be rich, I should be a politician. I can talk. I got the gift of gab. I could probably fire people up, rile them up into a crowd. And all I'd have to do is whenever those people in the suits come to talk to me and give me some offers, hey, we like what you're doing, but we want you to say a little bit of this and a little less of that. Here's some money, by the way. Oh, I'd be rich. I'd get rich in probably 2 or 3 years. Which is exactly why I won't go into politics. It's not my job. It's not my style. I carry the sword for the emperor. That's it. I carry the sword for Christ. That's why I do not trust these politicians, folks. What job are they going to have whenever prophecy hits the fan? Who are they going to be able to gather together and rile up? Let me tell you why. I think that's a good statement to use right now. Here, let's read something from Zero Hedge. World War III. Is this the stage being set for the U.S. to go to war with China and Russia simultaneously? Most likely. Most likely it is. You would have to be out of your mind to fight wars with China and Russia simultaneously. I agree with that statement. Unfortunately, the guy in the White House actually fits that description. Good old sock puppet Joe Biden has been a hothead throughout his career in politics. Have you ever seen any of the videos of this guy speaking when he was a younger senator back in the 80s and the 90s? My Lord. That guy should have had his teeth cracked then. I can't believe this man is in power. Well, I mean, they put him in power. And as I have warned for more than a year, this from this article, he is surrounded by the worst foreign policy team in U.S. history. And that is really saying something. Biden and his team just keep making on colossal mistake after another. And now we're on a path that could soon have us fighting major wars with both China and Russia at the same time. And that's not going to pan well for us because we don't have the economy for war right now. If there is ever a time to invoke the 25th Amendment, it's now. If we start shooting at the Chinese and the Russians, the unthinkable will actually become reality. There will be no do-overs. There will be no going back to the way that it was before. Listen, during a press conference with Japan, Biden was asked if he would send the United States military to defend Taiwan if China invades. This is how this guy responds. Very quickly, you don't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that? Is what a reporter asked Biden. Biden said yes. The reporter asked, "You are?" And Biden said, "That's the commitment we made." Now, as he made those remarks, Biden seemed dazed and confused, as he always is. He probably hadn't had his B12 shot this week. And as if he was in some sort of a mental fog at the time, which is, I think, typically almost every time Biden speaks. Now, immediately after Biden's press conference, the administration officials attempted to walk back his remarks, and they said that he misspoke. Oh, he didn't misspeak. I heard him say it. He said that we would defend Taiwan, as we should. We got a treaty with them. But the damage had already been done, and the Chinese were furious. In fact, a spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry responded by stating that there is no room for compromise when it comes to Taiwan. On issues concerning China's sovereignty and the territorial integrity and other core interests, there is no room for compromise. We urge the United States to earnestly follow the One China principle. Be cautious in words and deeds on the Taiwan issue and not send any wrong signal to pro-Taiwan independence and separatist forces so it won't cause serious damage to the situation across the Taiwan Strait and China-U.S. relations. China has always considered Taiwan to be the Chinese territory, and in recent weeks, there have been all sorts of rumblings that the Chinese are getting ready to invade. Let me just share one example with you. Officials from the Chinese Finance Ministry and the Central Bank on April 22nd met with representatives of dozens of banks, including HSBC. Isn't that the one James Comey worked for? Huh. How coincidental. To discuss what Beijing could do in the event of the imposition of severe sanctions on China. The finance ministry noted that the words of the Financial Times that all foreign and domestic banks operating in China. Participants concluded Beijing could not protect foreign assets, but the holding of the emergency meeting is nonetheless ominous. Chinese officials have seen the effect of sanctions imposed on Russia after it launched its special military operation that happened in Ukraine in February. Kind of weird how I almost predicted that. And they are planning to weather any such measures applied to their own country. Why would the Chinese hold on to such an emergency meeting? Well, of course, the answer is obvious. The only reason why the U.S. would impose the same sort of sanctions on China as it has on Russia would be if China decided to invade Taiwan. Now, this is my own personal opinion on this. China's man is Joe Biden. They said it. So I don't think Joe Biden would do anything. I think we would stand down. You know, we would probably shake our fists and say how mad we are and then not do a damn thing about it. And then Taiwan will be gone, be a part of China. Which then goes, a lot of your computer chips. There's an interesting thing happening right now geopolitically with countries that are aligning with the BRICS nations again. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Syria, so on and so on and so forth. And they're aligning against the United States. One thing that they couldn't do, and they could do this, is if they decided to develop their own banking system and then their own currency and throw all their stuff in together, that they could challenge the United States petrol dollar, go gold for gold with the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and say, listen, we believe that we should be the currency of the world because we have the most gold. We'll show you ours if you show me yours. And if they challenged America, well, how much gold do we have in Fort Knox, Mr. Biden? That's a hell of a question to ask. You know who else has been asking these questions? George Soros. George Soros on Breitbart. This story wrote by Breitbart is actually pretty good. George Soros tells Davos, the elites of Davos, that we need to defeat Putin or civilization may not survive the climate crisis. Unless that climate crisis is a nuclear cloud, then this guy is filled with more lies than what he tells us. Climate, climate, climate. Billionaire globalist George Soros on Tuesday warned that mantra should be the world's focus on Russia's invasion of Ukraine because climate change is on the verge of becoming irreversible. All of which is why Vladimir Putin must be defeated so that the focus can return to the future of our planet, lest we will be dragged into a third world war. I said this a couple months ago, and you guys may or may not remember, but I did say it. They want regime change in Russia. They want Putin out. They will kill that man and his family if they have to. And he'll be sold out by the oligarchs. As long as the oligarchs have to keep their banks, their money, and their yachts and live their lives, they will sell out Vladimir Putin. The problem is half the country or more is pro-Vladimir Putin, no matter what the left wants to tell you. Yeah, he's KGB. Yeah, he was a bad guy. But how many terrorist attacks have you seen in Russia or heard of? You know, Russia is very controlled. It's a communist state. I don't care what Russia calls itself. It's still a communist state to an extent. And they're very controlled from the media to the internet to the TV news, all of it. It's all very well controlled. However, men are still men. Women are still women. Children are going to school, not being shot at. They're probably the biggest, quote, Christian nation on earth. I don't know exactly what their whole religiosity is there. I don't care either. But there's a reason why Russia is being targeted. There's an absolute reason why. They won't go along with the World Economic Forum. They won't go along with Klaus Schwab. They won't go along with George Soros. So time to get Russia out of the way. But we don't want to destroy Russia because they have resources like timber, oil, all different types of minerals that's out there that we can get. So most likely they're going to take Putin out of power and they're going to put in somebody in power that I guess you would say, would have the New World Order's best interests at heart. George Soros says the United States and other transatlantic nations must do whatever is in their power to back Ukraine against Russia in the ongoing conflict overseas. Could it also be that Mr. Creepy George Soros is a surviving Nazi, for whatever reason, hasn't been hauled to Israel yet? Could it be that this surviving Nazi wants to align himself with Ukraine and wants as much potential energy and money and military to go to support Ukraine because the Azov battalion is keeping the neo-Nazi Fourth Reich alive and they're still fighting their great enemy, which is the Red Army? I wonder. Whatever it is, all I know is do not trust George Soros. He's the one who gave you Antifa and BLM. So yeah, let's trust this guy. He then specifically addressed the Earth's future and the need to preserve our civilization. He says, yet the experts tell us that we have already fallen far behind and climate change is on the verge of becoming irreversible. That could be the end of our civilization. George Soros, who's 91, is not alone in fearing for a future based on mass global conflict. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres previously warned that the Kremlin's assault on Ukraine will likely have major implications for global heating targets. Global heating targets will then negotiate with the man. And he'll still send you oil, I'm sure. Gutierrez described any rush to fossil fuels as madness before cautioning humanity's addiction to fossil fuels is mutually assured destruction. Addiction to fossil fuels is mutually assured destruction. Soros said he found the prospect of irreversible climate change particularly frightening. Most of us accept the idea that we must eventually die, but we take it for granted that our civilization will survive. That's his quote. George Soros's grant-making Open Society Foundations have pledged $20 million to underwrite President Joe Biden's infrastructure and social welfare proposals, which if you never heard me say this before, I'll say it to you again. Within this whole Build Back Better program, they want to purchase 200 plus million acres, and they're going to use that for solar farms. And then they want to purchase like another 200 plus million acres and turn that into national forests. So what does that mean to you? Well, that means if you want to get out of the suburbs and the cities, good luck finding any place to buy. It's all starting to line against us, isn't it? Look, folks, we got a bunch of bad stuff happening right now. Keep your eye on the prize. All these school shootings, all this stuff that these politicians are trying to push for right now. So I'm telling you, just continue to prepare. Don't stop buying your food, your guns, your bullets. Don't stop exercising. Go out, have fun, enjoy your family. You just never know. I don't even want to go there. But you just never know. Go out and have fun. Enjoy your life. I and my wife read God is Faithful by David Wilkerson. It's a daily invitation into the Father Heart of God. So it's a devotional. I'd like to read to you what today's is, if you, you know, mind. If not, you can go ahead and shut me off. A prayer of faith about sin. This is for May 25th. And I don't have my glasses because my daughter, my youngest daughter, broke them and laughed as she did it. So I'm going to squint. Let me give you an example of a prayer of faith. Daniel told Israel why their prayers had not been answered for 70 years. All this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. That's Daniel 9:13. According to righteous Daniel, Israel's prayers were hindered for decades by sin. Daniel was saying, I see now why God was not listening to us. It is because we refused to deal with sin. We did not make our iniquity a matter of prayer, and it has cost us God's favor and blessing. So Daniel prayed this prayer of faith. I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Before Daniel could even finish praying, God sent the angel Gabriel to him. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Beloved, Daniel was touched by God himself, and immediately Israel was back in relationship with the Lord. I ask you, why was this man's prayer answered so quickly? Because it was a true prayer of faith. Simply put, Daniel believed that God judges sin, but he also shows mercy. The Lord is ready to answer your prayer today, but you must face your sin. Then he will come to you quickly. America, we have a sin problem. We don't have a gun problem. We have a sinning problem. And we're going to continue to go through calamities and tragedies and wars and rumors of wars until we face this problem. Just as the book of Isaiah has taught us that every time Israel was punished by God for horrific sins, for the falling away, for rebellion, for becoming a reprobate, God's hand was stretched out still. I think God can still save this nation, or at least save his people. But we have to be able to meet the Lord upon his recommendations, not upon our own opinions. We are not going to save this country by giving snarky tweets, picketing and protesting here and there. It is going to take a nation of men who have been taught from the time that they were children to now that they were sheep. But I tell you that men of God, we are lions, and it's time that we start acting like it. I favor the wolves mostly, but some don't, and that's fine. All creations were made great by God. But I'll tell you this much. It's an old Viking proverb. Once we were mighty lions, when did we become tamed house cats? Men, we got to do something. We can't let the women take back this nation empty-handed. We need to join hands with them, because I get more women that email me telling me how they like this program, how they listen to it, but also telling me so many inspiring things about this country and about themselves. And yet, men, you're silent. I barely hear anything from you. And that's because you have been distracted. You've been distracted. Your eyes are elsewhere. Your heart is elsewhere. Men have forgotten what it means to be men in this country. That's why this government doesn't fear us. This government does not fear us. Men, it's time we grab our Bibles, we start meeting each other, and we start talking again. You've been listening to American Vindicta. My name is Doug Thornton. Thank you for listening. I'm out of here.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.